Our lesson this morning is out of Psalm 119, verses 129 to 136, scriptures released for those manipulated by man. Psalm 119 tells of the profitable use of God's written word, the scriptures, and the psalm is formed as an acrostic where each section has a Hebrew letter that begins each of the eight verses in its respective section. Section Pei, verses 129 to 136, explains how scripture equips the believer to gain release from being manipulated by man. So we view the passage for insight and edification. I'd like to look to the Lord in prayer, and then we'll get into His Word. Father, we're thankful for the Word of God. Thank you for the indwelling Spirit of God who clarifies the meaning of the Word, who also is involved in its authorship, and who empowers us to live the Word. We ask for wisdom this morning to understand the truth of the Word of God, and then the wisdom to rely on your Spirit for life and service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The verse numbering system in the Hebrew text matches that of the English Bible, so we stay with the English Bible's numbering system for the lesson. And we are going to look at the King James Version first, and then we'll look at it. This is section Pei. Thy testimonies are wonderful, therefore doth my soul keep them. The entrance of thy words giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple. I opened my mouth and panted, for I longed for thy commandments. Look thou upon me, and be merciful unto me, as thou usest to do unto them that love thy name. Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Deliver me from the oppression of man, so I will keep thy precepts. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant, and teach me thy statutes. Rivers of waters run down mine eyes, because they keep not thy law. Okay, we then translate the psalm from the Hebrew text as follows. Verse 129, your solemn divine charges are extraordinary. The word pala can also mean wonderful or surpassing or even miraculous. Your solemn divine charges are extraordinary. Therefore, my life principle, that's the word nepesh, closely observes or obeys them. Nepesh here would be applicable only to the unseen. That would be the spirit, the soul, the emotion. Verse 130, even just the doorway opening, patah, of your word gives light. It gives understanding, discernment to the naive, the simple, the easily misled. The word peti refers to all three of those, simple, easily misled, naive people. And it gives understanding. The word bin means to make a distinction between. So it's the word discernment. I open wide my mouth and pant because I desire or long for your commandments. Turn toward me and be gracious unto me, as is your custom or your manner, your mishpat, for those who love your name. Order aright my footsteps, pa'am, with your word, and do not let any wickedness get the mastery over or domineer over me. Ransom me from the extortion, the oshek, of common man, Adam, that I may observe your appointed charges. Make your face shine. That's interesting. Numbers chapter 23, chapter 6, verses 23 to 27, gives the benediction that the high priest is supposed to give, or the priest is supposed to give to the people. And one of the phrases is, make your face to shine upon you. So that's a reference to the blessing of the Lord. Make your face shine on your servant and teach me your statutes. Streams of water go down from my eyes because your law is not being observed. Okay, we consider significant observations regarding this psalm as follows. The psalmist greatly praised God for Scripture, expressing gratitude for its ministry to his heart, in verse 129. The cause of this praise is that Scripture releases the naive, and it's implied, verse 134, from godless mind manipulators. Even when Scripture begins to be read, that's just the doorway opening, It gives insight to the mind that has been deceived and oppressed by godless mind manipulators. This demonstrates the tremendous power of the Word of God. You take the Word of God, even if you've been in deception for a tremendous amount of time, it's amazing how it gives discernment. There was a woman who showed up for a prayer meeting service last Wednesday night. She's a new believer. But she's been heavily exposed to Seventh-day Adventists who teach that Sunday is something that was created by forces of the Antichrist and whatnot. And the real day to celebrate is the Sabbath, which is Saturday. And I said, I got a passage for you. And she says, okay. So I took her to Colossians 2, all right, verses 11, that deals with that Christ has taken the law out of the way and nailed it to the cross. Then it says, therefore let no man judge you with regard to food or drink and so forth, and Sabbath days. And when I got to the word Sabbath days, she says, Sabbath days, wow. And all of a sudden, all this problem was gone. It just, like that. And then she was all ears, and she had wondered, no, are we under the Ten Commandments? So I said, no, the Ten Commandments, this passage actually says we were done away. The law, the jurisdiction of the law is done away. Now, 9 of the 10 are repeated for the New Testament, but we keep those not because it's the Ten Commandments jurisdiction, but because of the apostles' leadership of us. But we're actually free from the law. And that led to other things. And I said, you know, we do have a website with a search engine. So she was writing like mad. I haven't seen hiding her hair ever since, but she's probably been on the website going to town. But it was amazing how quickly when I just read that passage, she actually blurted out, there it is, the Sabbath days. I'm not under that. So all of that pressure that she got from Ellen White or whatever her name was, is that false prophet, it was all gone. So just the very entrance of the Word of God has tremendous power. Okay, Scripture also equips evenly the easily misled, the naive, to discern what is right and wrong, freeing him from being helplessly manipulated by godless mind manipulators. Now, the psalmist then explains how Scripture accomplishes this blessing in verses 131 to 135. The psalmist longs for Scripture's insight to overcome oppressive manipulators in the context. While heeding Scripture, the oppressed sees God blessed by making judgments in his favor. While reading Scripture, this is very important, God gives the easily misled step-by-step information on escaping the mind control he suffers at the hands of godless mind manipulators. You know, order aright my footsteps. He's not talking about the whole path, my footsteps. And when you've been easily misled and deceived by people who manipulate you, you need to undo that sometimes in little bits and pieces because the deception is so strong. You have to just break it down a little step at a time. And he explains how, in heeding Scripture, the oppressed especially notes that he has no need for sin to rule him since he is obeying God, which leaves his manipulating oppressors unable to control him with false guilt. The main push by a manipulator, a false manipulator, is false guilt. Guilt is a very powerful weapon, and they will use it to make you feel that you're somehow doing wrong unless you think the way they want you to think and do the things that they want you to do. It's all artificial. What Scripture does is point out and show how errant that is, so that you're doing God's will fine over here. So you don't have to feel the pressure. You don't have to feel the guilt. And when you're released from false guilt, the manipulator doesn't have any ammunition to use against you anymore. It's all over. Now, in reading Scripture, God rescues the oppressed from the mind control of godless mind manipulators who have held them hostage to their will for their own selfish, unjust gain. In reading Scripture, the released party finds God buoyantly blessing him. That's verse 135. The psalmist then, verse 136, turns to grieve over other oppressed, manipulated people who do not heed Scripture and thus suffer terribly debilitating mental pain at the hands of godless mind manipulators. When this lady came to see me Wednesday evening, she said, I know you've got prayer meeting. I know you probably have things to do, but she said, I can't stay. I've got to get home I have an unsaved husband and so forth, but I desperately need you to answer some questions. So I said, okay. So I took 4 or 5 minutes just answering questions that were right there. She was all ears, and every passage that she opened to, it was just marked over. I mean, she'd been studying Scripture left and right. She was just voraciously into the Word of God, but she didn't know where to go. She didn't know the answers, and it was a privilege to share with her the Word. So there are a lot of people who are stressed over this, who are hurting a lot because they're under the influence of those who deceive. Godless mind manipulators use false guilt and deception to control the naive, leaving them oppressed. But reading and applying Scripture provides the naive full relief from this oppression, leaving them greatly blessed. So, to avoid the bondage and the pain of seeing deceptive mind manipulators control us, may we pant. That is, earnestly desire Scripture intake and see God deliver us. Since mind manipulators use false guilt and deception to oppress other people, what Scripture ably exposes, we need to make Scripture our ultimate source of discernment. That goes without saying, but often when a person has been deceived, they're really not using Scripture as their basic source of authority. They're using what somebody else says. And that's why they're in that condition. So we need to get to the point where we say, look, I'm not going to pay attention as my number one source to what any human being per se says. I'm going to pay attention to what Scripture actually says. And at this point, I urge you again, you know, if you're listening to me as a pastor, evaluate, check, and make sure that what I'm giving you is Scripture. Because ultimately, what's going to help you is not my word per se, in and of itself, Scripture. Now, to the extent that I'm reflecting the Word of God, and that I'm adequately presented to you, fine, it will be of help. But it's really the Word of God that is the antidote for this type of a problem. So please make Scripture. Make Scripture not even the study notes that you have in a Bible study Bible. And I have a good study Bible here, but and it's a Ryrie study Bible. I knew Dr. Ryrie when I was in Dallas. He was a very conscientious, very articulate theologian, but I have found some things I don't agree with in his study notes because it's just not biblical. So what we need to do is make sure that the Bible itself is our ultimate authority. And if that's the case, we're going to save ourselves from being misled and controlled by mind manipulators who use false guilt to control us. Okay, we'll open it up for feedback that you have or questions that you might have.